You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Name, image, likeness. It's here with college athletics. We'll talk to Darren Revelle. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. By the way, happy name and image and likeness day, because today is the first time college athletes can profit off their own name, likeness, and image. And the deals are happening immediately. And we'll see where this goes. It's still a long way from schools paying people directly to play. And I think that's where the NCAA and these universities are fine with this. Like, just don't take any money out of our coffers here. You want to make money, that's okay, but do it over here. We want to be able to control our money. But you think back to the NCAA penalizing Ohio State players for getting free tattoos. That was 2010. And that cost Jim Tressel his job. Now players can do a lot more than tattoos. Expect the name, image, and likeness to have a major impact on recruiting and life for the very best players. And we just had Chris Webber on, who talked about if he was there and they had this with the Fab Five at Michigan, everybody on the team, not just the Fab Five, but everybody on the team would have benefited. You don't know how much they're going to make, but stars will make real money. And recently, the Supreme Court ruled against the NCAA in a case about educational benefits. And there was some pretty strong language in there against the current amateur model. And there seems to be a lot of public support for the athletes. Maybe name, image, and likeness is just the beginning. College sports is changing, and it changed overnight. Before long, we're going to find out just how much change is taking place. So Darren Revelle, who's been on this story for the Action Network, he'll join us coming up in a little bit. Suns close out the Clippers, 41 for Chris Paul. That's a career-defining moment for Chris Paul, and he's needed one of those. Tonight, Hawks at the Bucks, Game 5. Giannis is okay, but that doesn't mean he's okay to play. Trae Young, we don't know if he's going to play or not. I guess listed as questionable. Do we have the official designation there for both of these guys? Is Trae Young questionable for tonight? And is Giannis doubtful for tonight? I can't imagine Giannis being able to play, even though there was no structural damage there. But McLovin, if you can look and see if there's an injury report. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Clint Capella, right eye questionable. Trae Young, right foot bone bruise questionable. That's of late last night.
And what about Giannis? Is he listed on the injury report?
I don't have that yet.
All right. But Chris Paul last night, 31 of his 41 coming in the second half as the Phoenix Suns are headed back to the NBA Finals. Here's Chris Paul saying that this win was not just about him, it was for everyone.
Hell, man, I experienced COVID, you know what I mean? Just a week ago, I was here at home, couldn't be there with my teammates, and that's what you call next man up. You know, they won two games in this series without me, you know, and just shows you how crazy it is. First series, got the nerve thing, you know what I mean? Win the second series, end up with the COVID. it's been a lot, man, and I want it not just for myself, but for everybody in that locker room.
Give you an idea how special that game was. Chris Paul's the third player with a 40-point, 8-assist game in his team's game win to get to the NBA Finals. This has happened two other times, Jerry West in 1965, Gail Goodrich in 1973. And the Suns are the first team in league history to reach the NBA Finals after a 10-year playoff drought. Remarkable what they were able to do and take advantage of the situation. Hey, you don't have to go through the Lakers. You don't have to go through the Brooklyn Nets. All you got to do is face either the Atlanta Hawks or Milwaukee Bucks, and both will probably come in a little wounded here. We just heard from the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is doubtful for tonight's Game 5. The MRI on his injured left knee showed no structural damage, but that's all the information we have listed as doubtful, and I would be surprised if he plays in this series, the rest of this series. Now, get to the NBA Finals, don't know. But this is a great opportunity for the Hawks, and the question is, does Trae Young play? Does Clint Capella play? And this game coming up tonight. Yes, McLovin?
What do the Bucks look like without Giannis? Is that just green light for Chris Middleton to come out and shoot it 40 times?
Well, it's an opportunity, and we like him as a closer here, but this is different. This is where, almost like Paul George with Kawhi Leonard, okay, he's not there, now it's you. Now you know what that feels like to do this every single night where everybody looks at you and says, you got to put up big numbers here. This is a great opportunity for Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, the rest of the role players on this team, and you know, we may find out an awful lot about the Milwaukee Bucks without the Greek Freak. Now, we found out a lot about him when he plays without him, just his importance here. We saw the Atlanta Hawks without Trae Young, and they stepped up. And I do think they would have won that game even if the Greek Freak played. I just thought they came in, sense of urgency. Milwaukee's got to have that killer instinct. Like, you have to show up and just say, we're taking you down. You can't go, hey, Trey's not playing. Let's just go out here and have some highlights. It doesn't work that way. Not this stage of the season. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, the Hawks have been this plucky underdog. I wonder if they can keep the sense of urgency. Like, will they take the foot off the gas a little bit here?
I don't know. Not consciously. Like, I can't imagine that. If you're Nate McMillan, you got to be on them as soon as they come in. As soon as they arrive. It's do not pass up this opportunity because you don't know if the Greek Freak is coming back or when he comes back. We got to be up. We got to be leading 3-2 because we have an opportunity here for history. I go back to, weren't we tipped off that there was a guy who placed a bet for the Atlanta Hawks to go to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, there's a guy who has, I think, $30,000 on the Hawks to win the Eastern Conference, and then another 30 to win the NBA Finals. I got to double check. I'm going to find his odds. Give me a minute.
That's what I'm wondering. What were the odds for the Atlanta Hawks to start the postseason to go to the NBA Finals? I mean, 100-1? Was it more than that? And this guy who put up $30,000? Because everybody assumed the Brooklyn Nets were going to be in the NBA Finals. Question is, well, who are they going to play? Yes, Todd.
Let's make sure that bettor's not sending a questionable pizza to Giannis's room or something like that. He has a better chance of winning the bet if Giannis isn't playing. No, nothing there?
Is this the Michael Jordan?
Yeah, it's a little Michael Jordan kind of thing.
A little bit of a stretch there. Like, stay in the moment.
I thought that was the moment. This guy has a lot to gain by Giannis not playing.
I know, but Giannis is not playing. There's no food. But never mind. Yes, Paul.
First, thank you, Todd. A bettor on May 3rd put $20,000 on the Hawks that were probably 35-1 or 30-1 to win the Eastern Conference Finals. $20,000 on the Hawks to win the NBA title. If both of those come through, this bettor would net approximately $2.8 million on his two $20,000 bets. Mm. We goofed on him a month ago. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Would you, if they make it, you got to cover your bet.
Yes.
You put a million on.
Yes.
You put a million on the Suns or whatever you're going to do. So you cover where you can make a million either way. Or I think you would put like.
Well, it depends on how much money you have. If you say, you know what? And guys love that adrenaline.
Right.
They're like, hey, let's just let it all ride on the Atlanta Hawks winning the NBA championship. I would cover my bet because I would think that Phoenix is Phoenix going to be the favorite no matter who they play, McLovin? You sent me
well, right now, they're the favorite to win it all. You can't win any real money off the Suns.
Okay.
Yeah, they're at minus 210. So basically, yeah, I think because of the Giannis injury, the Bucks really fell hard in Vegas.
You can get in touch, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We say good morning to Peacock. They stream this show all 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio lineup and the great radio affiliates on iHeartRadio. Poll question, McLovin.
Did the Clippers have a good postseason? I put it that way. 52% said yes. So it's getting close to 50-50.
Yeah, I thought that they did. You know, what they did without Kawhi Leonard, the only part of this is what happens as this team moves on next year? What do they add? Who do they add? Because I do think they need another piece here. And it's not easy to do that. It's like when we look at the Lakers, and there's going to be conversation about, can the Lakers get Damian Lillard? Well, I don't know how you get him, Are you trading Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma and what? Like, if you're Portland, unless Damian Lillard makes it uncomfortable and says, I want out, and you got him signed up for, what, 4 more years? Big contract. I think the likelihood of him going to Los Angeles, very, very, very small. If he wants to be traded, if I'm Portland, I want him out of the West. And that means you look at the Philadelphia 76ers. But I don't want to see Damian Lillard on a steady basis. If I'm Portland and I'm going to trade him and keep him in the Western Conference, I don't want that. But, you know, we keep – everybody brings up Ben Simmons. Well, if I'm Portland, do I want Ben Simmons for Damian Lillard? And I got to have more than that. You know, there's a recent report where somebody who's close to Ben Simmons says he's broken. I don't want to – I got Chauncey Billups coming in, already under, you know, controversy, you know, a dark cloud, and then I'm going to bring in a guy who is broken? I don't think I want to start my coaching tenure that way with a broken player. And if I'm Philadelphia, I could get Damian Lillard? Absolutely. But I just don't think it'll be that easy. And then you always hear the Knicks, you know, would the Knicks be – okay, that's for clicks. I mean, who are the Knicks trading? R.J. Barrett? Okay. Who else? Julius Randle? I don't know. By the way, I was hopeful that Julius Randle would have made the Olympic team. I know Kevin Love made it, and Kevin Love shouldn't be on the Olympic team. You know, a couple of years ago, fine, but not now. Julius Randle... Like, reward these younger players. Reward these players who haven't had that recognition. They haven't won a championship. And Julius Randle is a great story. He's made himself better. But Kevin Love is going to play for the Olympic team. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I don't want to get confused with that guy, Jeff, in Detroit. Stick to not doing limericks. You know, the banter between you and Jeff in Detroit is great. Also, happy birthday to Eric Jones. He's his birthday is today. And my question to you, Dan, is this. With the performance of Chris Paul yesterday, do you feel that if he doesn't win it all, will we still look at the game that he had last night with such reverence? Because we know if you don't end it all, if you don't win it all, it's all for naught.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. That's Jeff in Michigan, not to be confused with Jeff in Detroit, although it sounded exactly like Jeff in Detroit. And happy birthday to the big German, Eric, the big German.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Chris Paul getting his team to the NBA Finals. Now, if he really struggles in the NBA Finals, you know, is that going to be a knock on him? Yes. But let's just wait till that story plays out. Let's say they're up 3-1 and they end up losing in the NBA Finals. Yes, that's going to hurt Chris Paul. But it's been a great story. That was a great game last night. That's what you want out of your star players. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, you have that look, because I have to bring it up. Can you ignore the fact that he didn't face Anthony Davis and he didn't face Kawhi Leonard? It's just, I know that you try, I just feel like as a basketball fan and you're sitting around the court talking about this finals, like, it's just there. It's an elephant in the room.
But we've had teams who've won titles and nobody brings up this. It's like, why do we pick our moments where we go, oh, but they didn't beat anybody? Okay, when Duke beat Butler, did anybody say, come on, that doesn't really count?
Well, the most famous one, of course, is the two Rockets titles. That is, everybody says that.
No, I don't. That was a great Houston team. It really was.
It's the worst NBA champion ever. They were like the 60.
The Rockets are the worst championship team of all time.
I mean, record-wise. Like, weren't they the lowest seed and yes. The worst record yeah. ever to win a title?
Yeah.
The first year, the second year, they dominated.
Okay, but haven't we seen a sixth-seeded team go and win the Super Bowl? Like, what were the Packers when they won the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? Didn't the Steelers, weren't they a little bit more of a long shot? Like, we've had NFL teams that have been a long shot or considered a long shot, not the favorites. Yeah, Paul.
I got a list of worst teams to win the NBA title. The Rockets are four all time, the 95 Rockets. They were 47-35, 10th best in the league. They were a sixth seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
But there's other teams like the teams without great records or great players. When they don't have superstars, but they had a superstar.
They had one of the great big men of all. They had two. Clyde Drexler and Akeem are two of the 50 greatest players of all time.
The number one all time is the Washington Bullets of 1978. They're 44-38. They said it's right before Bird and Johnson when the league was still not that great, not on TV.
And the flip side, too, the Sonics team that won was notoriously
I know they didn't have star players.
The 79 Supersonics were, they won the Pacific Division there, 52-30. They didn't have big names.
They didn't have star power.
You have to go a long way not to find a big-time Hall of Famer on a champion. I looked the other day, it's always LeBron, Curry, Shaq, Tim Duncan.
The Supersonics didn't have a Hall of Famer.
Honestly, I was looking through it, that 79 is the last.
But the
only
Bullets
analogy.
Had Wes Unseld, I think, and they Elvin had Hayes. Elvin Hayes, Bobby Dandridge. Was Phil Chenier on that team as well? Phil Chenier. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a Hall of Famer, but.
Okay, there's a couple on this list. They have the 07 Spurs and the 99 Spurs as bad teams to win a title, but they're not bad teams. They benefited by Patrick Ewing was out for the Knicks or there was injured players, but you don't remember that. You remember it. You think about it now.
Yeah, I'm a club.
I mean, the Kawhi title. I do think Kevin Durant's Achilles. Maybe it's recency bias.
That's true.
But that's one that a lot of people point to.
All right, let's take a break here. Let's take a break. When we come back, name, image, and likeness. How big is this going to get with college teams, with college stars? We'll talk to Darren Revelle. More phone calls as well. Dan Patrick Show. When Simply Safe Home Security founders Chad and Eleanor Lawrence designed their first security system, they did so in their kitchen. And what they were doing is they had friends who just had their home broken into. And they were trying to come up with a security system that was simple to set up, but would make them feel safe. Hence the name, Simply Safe Home Security. And they've been doing that every moment, every day, for 15 years. They've been great partners of ours for over a decade. Simply Safe does make it easy that you can set it up 30 minutes or less, don't have to have an electrician coming in. And Simply Safe has highly trained security experts. They're ready for whenever you need them, whether it's during a fire or burglary or medical emergency, or you're just setting up the system. When you call, you get somebody on the phone. How rare is that? To learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect you and your family, visit simplysafedan.com today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera, also 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose. simplysafedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. We've got some more phone calls coming up. By the way, the Peacock original Lost Speedways is back. All new second season, Dale Jr. uncovering rich histories behind America's forgotten racetracks. I watched an episode a couple of weeks ago. Dale Jr. did a wonderful job. He's with Matt Dillner as well. Sign up at PeacockTV.com to get started to watch season 2 of Lost Racetracks. We'll talk to Darren Revelle coming up here in a second. By the way, McLovin always loves to bring up the Houston Rockets, and they weren't a great team, and they didn't beat anybody, and they won because Michael Jordan was not playing basketball. To win the 1995 NBA title, the Houston Rockets beat the Jazz, who won 60 games, the Phoenix Suns, who won 59 games, and San Antonio, who won 62 games. And then in the finals, they faced the number one seeded Orlando Magic with Shaquille O'Neal.
And swept them.
Yes.
Well, you know what's funny? I was like, their first title, they were like the best team in basketball. And then they just completely took the regular season off the second year. Somebody's got to rip Rudy T for not getting his team fired up.
Yeah, but they still won back-to-back titles.
No, I know. I'm sort of joking. They were obviously incredibly talented.
Joking.
But they're the lowest seed to ever win it. And that's just weird.
Darren Revelle, the Action Network. Darren's been covering the athletes and their name, image, and likeness longer than anybody in the business. So we figured he'd be the right guy to talk to. This is a happy National Image and Likeness Day. Darren, how would you sum up what has happened so far?
Well, I guess in the first since 12 midnight, Dan, it seems like it's been a little bit of a wild, wild west with athletes just signing deals with sports bars. My favorite was Jordan Bohannon of Iowa doing an autograph signing at a fireworks place today. It's going to be a cash grab. The problem is, you know, there is still some compliance here. The people are going to have to check with their compliance departments and make sure they're not breaking rules. There are rules that are still in place here, Dan. So people who have social media followings, huge social media followings, are expected to cash in. And we're just going to have to see if this is just fool's gold or if there's some real money to be made by a bunch of people.
You just tweeted that the one of my favorite college players, Derek Stingley Jr., the cornerback at LSU, has signed with a sports bar that has 19 locations within Louisiana. Like an ambassador for a sports bar.
Exactly. I mean, these are like typical endorsement deals. I think where people have not taken into account, they think about Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma. They think about Sam Howell at UNC. They think about the quarterbacks, the running backs, all the guys who are lined up for the Heisman and say, these guys will make money. I made a list of 20 people yesterday, and half of them were women. Volleyball players, Alana Walker, Antoine Walker's daughter, the Cavender twins, the twins who are on the Fresno State basketball team. There's a girl named Olivia Dunn, who's a gymnast at LSU, who's expected to sign more than $1 million worth of deals today. She has a TikTok following of 3.9 million people. So it's not only just athletes who are using sport to get the endorsement. It's also people who happen to be athletes who've used their stage to become influencers and now can take money.
But you start to look at this, and I'm guessing universities are hiring compliance officers or people who can help the athletes, business managers. Can an athlete hire an agent? Can you have an agent that is helping you with endorsements?
Yeah, athletes can do that. There is a fine line here, obviously. Most of them right now are pretty much operating through direct message on Instagram. There are standard booster rules, obviously. A lot of people say, oh, this is going to be the way to cheat, an inducement to be recruited. I'll do an autograph signing after you sign. You'll do 5,000 pieces, or you'll do one piece for me, and I'll pay you $500,000. The one thing that's so crazy about this, Dan, is that the NCAA has not had any rules as far as what is the price that should be. Like, if this person has this many followers, this is the price that it should be in this range. If not, you know, it's got to be double or triple checked. There is no one on the NCAA side or anyone who the NCAA has hired who are checking these things. It's all up to the schools. And then one more thing with the schools. What happens if Derek Stingley Jr. signs with walk-ons, but the main sponsorship with LSU is their competitor? I expect that to happen a lot now, right? Like, yo, we can pay less. LSU's wanting this. We want to ambush the official sponsor because, you know, we're their competitor. I can see that happening.
What about high school athletes?
It's really once you sign, that's the rule. But then the question is, are guys going to sign earlier? For example, Arch Manning. I mean, Arch Manning, I could see, could make $10 million as a freshman in college. Everyone who had Peyton and Eli are going to want to sign him. There's no one really now coming up that, like, you see, he's the guy. When you say, who's the guy who is going to go to college and just blow this thing up? That's the guy who I think of. So, but he's got 2 years to go. The question is, and there's still a lot of questions here, if he commits to a school, does that start the timeline?
Is there going to be a salary cap?
They're not going to cap anything. So they're not allowed to. The NCAA just had a case that they lost. where they're just going to be really sensitive to capping everything. I mean, the question is going to be, how much are the schools going to help out the kids? There's one thing that's kind of the elephant in the room here is, you know, when I'm talking about name, image, and likeness, and I've been covering this since at least 2000, it's always jersey sales. I'm a fan. I want the name on the back of the jersey. But it's just always this weird thing where they have the number, you know who it is, that's why you're buying it, but it doesn't have the guy's name on the back. Jerseys are not in this conversation because it requires a business deal between the player and the school, and they're just, that's down the road. You're not allowed to use any of the school's trademarks or logos with anything you sell. Derek Stingley cannot appear in an LSU jersey in a commercial for walk-ons. You can, I believe, have autograph signings, and the Texas quarterback can sign a Longhorns helmet. But he can't create anything, and you don't automatically get the trademarks of the schools. There is so much to learn here, and I think there's a lot of concerns, I think, too. You know, the IRS has not ruled at all on this. Does this make athletes employees? And all of a sudden, is their education taxable? I mean, there are a lot of questions here that have not been answered.
Who do you think is the most marketable college athlete in the past that had this been in place when they were in college, who could have capitalized?
No question, Tebow.
Yeah, that's what
I would say. I would say it goes Tebow, Bush, Manziel. Those would be my top three. But Tebow sold so many jerseys. He would be the example. I mean, he would have made on a jersey deal, he would have made $100,000 easy on jerseys. He's the best selling college jersey of all time.
Who's second?
I would probably say, I mean, Bush probably was there, although obviously that was like 05, so it was a different era. But I would say probably Bush would be number two, because basketball jerseys don't sell the same amount as football jerseys do.
Talking to Darren Revelle, the action.
My wife calling me. She's in the.
Yeah. Tell her you're on TV right now.
Yeah.
You can text her. It's also Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. You've been covering this story for a long, long time. Bobby Bonilla, the former New York Met. So he gets paid, what, $1.1
million? $1,119,248.20.
Every July 1st.
Every July 1st. So the deal was the Mets didn't want to pay him in 2000. He had $5.9 million owed. They gave him 8% interest a year starting in 2010 to pay him for the next 25 years. So today is the 11th installment of that deal. He'll get paid till 2035.
I'm going to guess that was a bad deal by the Mets, Darren.
Well, if you think about it, at the time, they had a financial advisor named Bernie Madoff, who was getting them 10 to 15% a year.
Of course.
So in retrospect, that seemed all right. You know, the question is, we had fun today. Yeah, everyone says, hey, that's the greatest deal for Bobby Bonilla. If Bobby Bonilla took the, and obviously I'm just being a jerk here, but if Bobby Bonilla took the $5.9 million and he put it into Amazon stock on the day the deal was structured, he would have $220 million today. Now, he could have also put that into pets.com, which 8 months later went bankrupt and was worth zero, but just to have fun.
Thank you, Darren.
You got it.
All right. That's Darren Revelle, the Action Network, can now answer the phone call from his wife. A couple of phone calls in here on the topic. Gibbs is back, Virginia Beach. Hi, Gibbs.
Hey, DP. How's it going?
Good, bud.
I want to congratulate you on the praise you got from Scottie Pippen interview, especially from Dan Le Batard. That interview you did on his podcast was awesome, man. I encourage people to go check that out. Secondly, I think the athlete that could have benefited the most just because he truly never had an opportunity to make anything as a professional would be Glenn Bias. I mean, there have been a lot of stories and documentaries coming out about his life and his career in Maryland. If the estate could have held on to his likeness, I thought that would have gone a long way. And you were talking about Chris Paul, or McLovin asked about Chris Paul being the least exciting point guard. I'll give you a quick story. in my ninth grade year, we went down to team basketball camp in Wilmington, North Carolina, and we played his high school, West Forsyth. He was the smallest kid on the court and torched us for 20 and 10. Glad to see that he's getting his full praise now.
All right. Thank you, Gibbs. But if Gibbs is guarding him and he only went 20 and 10, I mean, I got some real problems with Chris Paul. Is Gibbs a Patrick Beverly type? Is he a lockdown guy? I'm not too nervous about Gibbs in Virginia Beach guarding me. Justin in Atlanta. Hey, Justin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I just heard your last call. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Justin. What's on your mind?
I wanted to chime in and enlighten you guys a little bit about the name, image, and likeness. I know that most of the people, most of your Danettes, as you call it, like to think that Tim Tebow would have benefited the most. But you're forgetting one guy who played 1 year at Duke, Zion Williamson. He would have by far eclipsed Tim Tebow, Manziel, and I forget the other gentleman that you were talking about. I don't know of any other player, because I play both football and basketball. I don't know of any other player that I've heard of that you have professional athletes, both football players, basketball players, baseball players, go to a high school basketball game to watch Zion Williamson play. And I don't know of any other president of the United States or former president of the United States who went to a college basketball game to watch another player play or a football player play.
Yeah, but you also have to understand this, Justin, and thanks for the phone call. Zion was at Duke for 4.5 months. Tim Tebow was at Florida for 4 years. Deion Sanders was 3 years at Florida State. It's a lot more chances to make a lot more money. And you're right about Zion, but it's just a short term. He's just passing through. Yeah, McLovin.
Did he call us the so-called Danettes? I figure we're pretty established as a Danette.
Yeah, Reggie Miller gave you the name.
He said like the Danettes, or as you call them, or whatever. Like,
yeah.
We're the Danettes. What's up?
That's what you took from the conversation?
No, I mean, yeah, great point about Zion, but just I felt like am I going to be insulted as your Danettes, or as you call them?
Thank you, McLovin. Jamie in Texas. Hey, Jamie, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
And Danettes. Hey, I was going to talk about the name, image, and likeness. The Boz, Brian Bosworth. I grew up in Oklahoma. We all had the Boz haircut. He was so popular. And then I want to say one more thing to Seton. I watched on Peacock. He's got to do the Steve Ballmer, and he's got to go high thigh, though.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. We just showed a video of Steve Ballmer, and he's celebrating. The Clippers owner, I don't know how many billions he's worth, but he's worth a lot of billions. And he's watching the game, and for some reason when he's celebrating with two guys that are on – you know, each side of him, and he stands up and he grabs their thighs and starts dancing. Like he slaps the thighs and then he grabs the thighs. I hope it doesn't catch on, but he's awkward anyway when Steve celebrates or dances, woo, you know, but he's grabbing these two guys' thighs, yes, Paul.
And he's flirting with the groin region. He starts in the thigh area, and then it goes north of the border a little bit.
Very high upper thigh.
Upper thigh.
Yeah.
Like the Canadian version of the thigh. I mean, to the point where it's no longer in the thigh area. And you don't want to say it out loud, but it is in the groin area.
Yeah.
Unintentionally.
And as Todd said, that you know maybe there should be an S in his last name.
I also thought that might have been footage from a Nuggets game because, you know, Mile High, he might have gotten a little...
And close to the Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. More phone calls coming up. And yes, a limerick from Todd Fritz based off last night, Suns win over the Clippers. No, really. He's going to have... It's a good one.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Do you rhyme anything with Suns?
I think I stayed away from that. I thought that would be a little... I try to challenge myself to not use words like be, like WeBC, where it's something that's got to be a little more involved.
What rhymes with Phoenix?
Stay tuned.
Yes, Seton.
Is Todd going to read the limerick in his voice or in an impression like he did yesterday? Because that crushed.
Can you do, you know what? Adam Sandler reads the limerick.
Oh, that's going to be a good time there, Danny. We can do that.
That's next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
More phone calls coming up. Yes, I know you didn't ask for it, but you're going to get it. Todd Fritz has a limerick, and I think it sounds better when he uses somebody else's voice. Now, he did Mike Tyson yesterday, and I love his Mike Tyson impersonation. Now we're going to put the Adam Sandler impersonation to the test. So here is Todd Fritz as Adam Sandler with his limerick with the Suns taking out the Clippers.
For each other, Suns and Clips have no love. Phoenix proving they're a cut above. So with Kawhi on the bench and a palpable staple stench, Patrick Beverly gives Chris Paul a shove. You can't do that in the basketball.
No, you can't.
Come on, Daddy. Throw him out of the game. Come on. Oh, the game was over.
Yeah, it was. All right.
Now read it as normal, Todd.
For each other, Suns and Clips have no love. Phoenix proving they're...
Not funny.
Give me Mike Tyson. And you know what?
How about Marge Simpson?
Marge Simpson. Okay.
For each other, Suns and Clips have no love. Phoenix proving they're a cut above. So with Kawhi on the bench, a palpable staple stench, Patrick Beverly gives Chris Paul a shove. Go, homie.
Good. But you're running out of impersonations.
Really,
that's the only problem.
You can't win!
No, you can't do that one.
Chris Paul!
No, that's
There is no tomorrow! No. There is no tomorrow.
No,
I was tough. This guy will kill you.
He's got like seven.
I know.
We're down to like two.
That's it. I burnt them all.
You got Rocky.
And Apollo and Mick and what I just did pretty much.
Yeah,
and Dr. Phil. You got to stop shoving guys after games. You already lost. It's a little Dr. Phil-ish.
No, I got it. Yeah.
This guy will kill you.
You thought I was tough. This guy will kill you. There is no tomorrow.
You'll hear that sometimes just like when you're walking the halls around here. It'll be quiet and there'll be something on TV and you'll just hear, there is no tomorrow from the other room.
What's wrong with that guy?
I know.
I say you can't win.
I know. You'll hear me singing someplace in the man cave and you'll hear Todd doing an impersonation. And a lot of times we're by ourselves when we're doing it. But you got Sandman, you got Marge Simpson, you got Tyson. You got everybody from Rocky.
Everybody from Rocky. And I look like the other one. I look like Paulie and then I do the other one.
Yes, you look like Paulie from Rocky. Absolutely.
And I think that's pretty much all I got for now.
All right. Well, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Mike in Florida. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DB. First time, long time.
Thank you, Mike. What's on your mind?
So it's another bad day to be a Yankee fan here in Tampa. Not going to lie. I'm starting to think that Brian Cashman is, still here to show loyalty to the Steinbrenner family and all he's done. But I want to ask a question about Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. Can this be Chris Paul's first and last opportunity to win a championship?
Yeah, sure. Very possible. But if he stays in Phoenix, then he's going to have to deal with the Lakers again, perhaps the Clippers again, Utah Jazz again, Denver. Yeah, I would say that this might be his best chance. Unless he joins the Lakers next season. Because if he turns down $42 million extension from the Suns, depends on what happens in the NBA Finals. But if I'm his agent, I start renegotiating today. Like, I would, We were thinking about a 3-year, $100 million deal. That was so long ago. How about 3 years, $130 million? Lee in South Carolina. Lee, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Lee? Hey, what's up, VP? 59165, first time, long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I would like to give my take on the best college athlete that would get the stuff on name, image, and likeness, and I choose Deion Sanders. I mean, who was bigger than that guy? He was prime time before he even went pro, and people hated him, but also would like to be him at the same time. It gets no better than Deion.
Deion was big time. He was prime time, but there are other players that were bigger than that. Bo Jackson was big. Bosworth was famous. And Herschel Walker was famous. But it just feels like Tebow was going to check the boxes for, if you're looking at national exposure, then Tebow would probably be your guy to capitalize on name, image, and likeness. Sean in California. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
My uncle from another mother, man. My brother's behind the boys, man. It's been a minute, 5'8", a pandemic, getting back to it, 198.
Mm-hmm.
So my take real quick, man, is I love the discussion on which player from college would have made the most money with his name, image, and likeness thing. But I think something that we have overlooked are the players who went straight to the NBA. Think about if LeBron would have ended up going to the NCAA or any kind of school within the NCAA structure to finally make some money off that name, image, and likeness. He had Nike and Adidas throwing around $100 million contracts when he was a high school junior. He had guys wearing St. Mary's, grown men wearing high school jerseys walking around in the early 2000s. If he would have ended up signing or going to any kind of team in collegiate sports, he would have easily topped that list.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron could have been paid when he was 16 or 17. He may have been paid when he was 16 or 17. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Bryce Harper was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as, what, a 16-year-old, I think? He was in high school. Yeah, McLevin.
We were having a debate here. Someone mentioned Arch Manning. And Bronny James has 6 million Instagram followers, too. Do those guys avoid big deals because they don't need the money? I know Arch is Cooper's son, right? Like, but are they going to be cautious because, like, what does Bronny need the deal for?
Yeah, but I don't know what LeBron would say. He might say, hey, you should be able to take advantage of that. Not, hey, I've made $1 billion in my career. And plus, you know, these high school players are probably not going to be going to college, a lot of them. I don't know how good LeBron's son is. Yeah, I've watched highlights, but I don't know if he might be able to capitalize or should capitalize now. Who knows if he's going to be an NBA player? We assume he is, but I couldn't tell you that watching his highlights. Now, I could tell you when I watched LaMelo Ball, even as a freshman in high school, I thought he had more talent than his other brothers did. You know, so, and he was just a freshman. And he looked like he was a puppy out there, just running around crazy. But he did have, and he's the first to really capitalize on name, image, and likeness when you think about it. Or at least one of the early ones, because he went overseas and he had, you know, a couple of million followers. When he came to the United States, he didn't play college ball, obviously, but he had played overseas. He was famous from, you know, his father and his brother, and he capitalized on that. Great marketing. All right, more phone calls coming up. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. We going to stay with that poll question final hour, McLevin?
No, we got some more options.
Oh, all right. I like that. And we have trivia coming up. I'll explain. Final hour coming up. One more item, second hour, our newest partner, Stiefel. Stiefel is going to help you with a couple of really important questions. This past year has brought a lot of changes to our lives. For some of you, that means you've changed jobs or maybe you're considering retirement. And if that's your situation, you probably have a lot of questions in your mind. How do you handle retirement accounts? Do you have enough money to retire? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? Retirement's a big step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stiefel, STIFEL has helped clients like you manage investments for over 130 years. Your Stifel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views so you can make more informed decisions regarding your portfolio. Stifel. You can find your Stifel financial advisor, STIFEL, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.